Hi, this is Jordan Moreno, and this is The Valley Now, your weekly feel-good hour where we lift each other up with the stories of good people doing good things in your neighborhood. Every week, we'll be talking with community leaders who have a unique passion for our thriving city and those that make The Valley such a special place to live. Get ready to be inspired by the work they're doing, whether it's mentoring our youth, providing a platform for those without one, or just driving those worthy charitable causes. Listen in on the conversations and join us in raising our community. This is our time to shine, and this is The Valley Now. All right, we're going to have some fun today. I'll be introducing you to a few rock star kiddos who are already changing the world, literally one book at a time. Loving Library is an organization that began in 2020 as one child's experiment to help his grandmother during isolation as she fought COVID-19, but soon transformed into a way for thousands of patients to battle isolation through the love of books. The founder at the time was just 8 years old when he launched Loving Library, and this was on his 8th birthday, a super special way to give back. Now he's 11 and pretty much tackled the world. Anaik Sachdev, welcome to The Valley Now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really had a vision. Tell me about Loving Library.
Well, Loving Library is a nonprofit that I created that donates books to communities in need. We want kids to help other kids and to donate back to their communities in need. Our goal is to have one chapter in every single country in the world. Every book makes a difference that we donate.
Yeah. How does it feel to watch your idea grow the way that it has?
I mean, it feels so good. Like, it just makes my heart grow bigger. I mean, like, if it didn't, Loving Library wouldn't be where it is right now. And I mean, I really like how it is. And
did you come up with the name yourself?
Well, in Houston, when we were brainstorming the names, I had a bunch of names and I couldn't remember all. I can't remember them. The only one I can remember is Loving Library. So we had them, and since we were with my grandparents in Houston at that time, we had everybody vote. My mom, my dad, my brother, and my grandparents. Then that's 5 people. So like whichever one, or I think I also voted. So whichever one got the most votes was the one that we would do. And Loving Library got the most votes to donate books to those in need at that idea. And that's, I mean, how we got the name.
And at this point, you're a media pro. You've met Ellen DeGeneres. Tell me how that went.
Well, that was like super fun. One of the best experiences of my life. I felt like I accomplished so much during then. Ellen was so nice, so funny. I mean, I had to prepare so much, but the first time I met her was actually on the show. So.
Oh, really? So were you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. So this is nothing for you.
I mean, yeah. Still a lot, though.
Yeah. Do you tour a lot, or are you back in school a regular kid?
Back in school a regular kid.
How long have you always loved books?
Always, like always. I mean, I would be reading so much during that isolation time. And the only person that I know who reads more than me is my brother. So we both read like super much. I mean, like we really love reading, you know, takes us to a different place.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, well, how many books do you think you've read in your life? And then how many books do you think your brother's read in his life?
Okay. I say I've read more books than my brother, only because he's 2 years younger than me. So
you've had more time. That's fair.
Yeah. And I say, I don't know, 1,000 maybe.
Like 1,000?
A lot of books. So probably my brother would read like 800, maybe 900. I don't know. So like, I don't really keep track.
And that was the way that you kind of passed the time when you had COVID-19, correct? Can you tell me that story?
Yeah. So it was during March 2020 when we had COVID. My grandma was in the hospital, and the reason why she was in the hospital was because she had COVID. And during that time, we had to be isolated because our family had COVID. So, but we were not in the hospital. And what I did, like, since we were doing online school, I really had nothing to do. So I read books to pass my time. And that took me to a different world. It escaped isolation for me. And I thought maybe my grandma could read books to pass her time. Because when I FaceTimed her, I saw that she was very lonely and she had nothing but her phone.
Mm-hmm.
When I reached out to the, then I reached out to the mayor of Phoenix, Mayor Gallego, and I asked her, which hospital is in the most need and has the most COVID patients? She answered Valleywise Health, and that's how our first chapter of Loving Library was born. We've donated over 1,000 books to Valleywise Health, or 4,000 books to over Valleywise Health, but 1,000 on the first chapter. And in all, we've donated over 15,000 books.
That's amazing. You're a special kid. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You definitely are. Awesome. Well, one last question for you. What advice would you give to other kids who want to be more involved in their community and think that they could make a difference?
Well, since they want to give back to their communities, just like all the ambassadors have done, and they have done many different chapters. Like, I mean, there's a lot to name, so I'm not going to name them. I'll just name one or two, like Child Help and Refugees. So if they want to give back to their communities, they can go to thelovinglibrary.org, which is our website, and then that can show how to be an ambassador. And if you want to create your own nonprofit and you don't know the first thing about how to start, just do what's passionate to you. Like, what's passionate to me was reading. And I thought, and during that time was COVID. So, and since my grandma was in the hospital and she had nothing to do, I thought of what she could do to pass her time. Yeah. So just, yeah.
That's great advice. Anik, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
All right. And now I am joined by Umeed Singh, who's an ambassador for the Loving Library. Tell me what an ambassador does. And you're local too, correct?
Yeah. So an ambassador basically is representing that specific chapter of Loving Library. So I'm the ambassador of St. Joe's chapter. So I'm representing all of St. Joe's NICU right now. And then an ambassador can represent several, but right now I'm only doing one. Once I've finished, I can move on to others.
That's cool. Do you have a plan for where you might want to go next?
Not really. I'm just focused on completing my goal right now, but it would be cool maybe to like branch out to maybe other cities.
What is your role as an ambassador? What does a day look like for you?
So basically a day as an ambassador is planning out what we're going to be doing as our next steps, seeing how we're doing on our goals, helping with reaching the goal. So right now I'm supplying and delivering books to the hospital. So just recently I've dropped a shipment off of books at the hospital and loaded up the bookshelves.
Is it mainly kids' books or are there adult books too? And then you mentioned the NICU. So are you reading to babies as well?
Yeah. So it's a mix of adult and children books. So basically it's going to be like the parents reading to the kids. So they're going to have like more classic adult books to read. And they're also going to have children's books to read. But those books, they can also be taken home with the baby once it's out of the NICU.
Oh, I love that. That's cute. I had a baby in the NICU in July. And so it's a completely different experience. And when you talk about isolation and that feeling, even the parents being able to have something or have an escape to kind of take them out of that hospital environment, I could have used a few books.
Yeah. So I was actually a NICU baby too. So,
oh, high five.
Yeah.
Well, how did you first get involved with the Loving Library?
So I've known Anik's family for a long time. We're family friends. And then Anik's mom reached out to me and was asked me would I like to be an ambassador? Because I've gone to like all the other fundraisers and events, and then I was like, yeah, of course I would love to.
That's awesome. So has it been 2 years or 3 years that you've been involved?
It's been 2 years, yeah.
What is something that you think makes Loving Library so special?
I think that Loving Library is very special because I haven't seen a lot of charities focused around books. And what Loving Library does, it's not just pointed towards one specific area. It's like I'm doing young kids in the NICU, and some different people are doing entirely different. So we're spreading books all over. It's not just one centralized area.
And when you're in a hospital, it really is interesting too that all demographics are there, all walks of life, and folks are there for different reasons. Sometimes they're joyous, sometimes they're sad. But I feel like that's a theme kind of with books too, that anybody can enjoy a book and there's something tailored for each individual interest. Yeah. Are you a big reader yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually a huge reader.
I asked Anik how many books that he thought he's read. How many books do you think you've read in your life?
It's so hard to count. I've read so many. The elementary school I went to, I read like two books a week. So I have no clue. I don't know.
Huge. Too many to count.
Too many to count. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite authors or favorite books that you've read recently?
I like, there's this new book that recently got published, Whalefall by Daniel Krauss. And I started reading that. I really like it a lot.
Is it a thriller? Is it sappy? Is it scary?
Yeah, it's a thriller book. It's basically this kid is looking for his dad underwater, and he gets swallowed by an 80-foot sperm whale and is trying to figure out how to get out.
That is a thriller.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, for those that might have their interest piqued by this, other lovers of books and lovers of reading that may want to be an ambassador, what advice would you give them and where would they start?
First, I would start by reaching out to Loving Library. So you could just go to their website, find any of like the administrators, and ask to be an ambassador. And then advice, I would say, first of all, start reading books, because that's a huge part of it. Try to be like as kind as possible to everyone, because you don't know what situations they're coming from. So like if anyone seems like angry or irritated with you, it's probably not your fault. It's something going on in their life.
Very, very true. And that's amazing. That how old are you?
I'm 14.
Amazing that you would have such insight at 14 too, because high school kids, not always in great moods.
Yeah.
Maybe they need more books.
Yeah.
Are there a certain number of ambassadors that you all are looking for and ambassadors that you're looking to fill? Because where are you right now? It's California, Arizona, Nevada?
Texas, I think.
And then the UK.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I think there was just some like a friend or family friend connections that had there in the UK. And then same thing that was happening with me. They just reached out and then they said yes.
That's awesome. And something so universal.
Yeah. I think right now what we're trying to push more into California, because California is like one of the biggest populations in the world. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of a lot of poverty going on in California right now. So we're trying to do more in California and just spread out.
And I know that you will. Do you guys have any goals? Any goals set for 2024?
I think just spreading out to new locations across the country and continue giving books, I guess.
Yeah. How are most of your books? How do you get most of the books?
So we either get donations or money from sponsors or like just donators, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then we use that money to buy books off of Amazon or wherever we find them. And then we ship those books to whatever the ambassador's house is. And then they deliver them to the area that they're needed.
So you kind of have a say in the type of books that are chosen.
I've chosen a lot of the books that are going to my chapter.
So then if there's kids in the hospital that have a certain request, would you be able to fulfill that request for them?
Yeah, I could. I'm doing a lot of the book research, find which books. So I could do that, definitely.
Awesome. You are definitely the book guy. You're the guy to go to next time I need a good read. And so I'll come to you next time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Umid, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
My next guest today is another ambassador, Sanaya Badyal. Thank you for coming on the show. Tell me about your role as an ambassador.
My role as an ambassador is to help out ANAIC and help with all the events and chapters.
What do some of those events look like?
We have auctions where we do like auctions, like you can win stuff.
And those are fundraisers for the organization?
Yes.
So are you a fundraising gal?
I guess.
I feel like it's not fun for anybody, but if you're good at it, you're good at it.
Yeah, maybe.
You wouldn't consider yourself good. What makes Loving Library a special organization, and what drew you to that?
Well, I like reading, and I thought it would be fun to help out make and like kind of get to help people with my friends, so it's fun, and I just like the idea.
And as an ambassador, are you out in the community quite a bit?
Sometimes, yeah, for some chapters.
What is the chapter that you're working on most closely?
Well, right now we're planning the auction, but like I've done the Afghanistan refugee chapter and like the child health chapter and a couple others. Yeah.
So your role, are you purchasing the books? Are you delivering the books? Are you creating relationships? Or maybe it's a blend of all of them?
Normally I do donate, but I help like package the books and stuff.
Okay. So is it kind of a personalized drop-off?
No, it's like we stamp all the books and then we put them in a box and package them and then we drop them off.
How long have you been an ambassador?
Probably like a year and a half.
What's your favorite part about it?
I really like the auctions. They're super fun.
What are some of the items? What's the craziest auction item that you've seen? And how much did it go for?
Well, last year, one of the items was like a ton of gift cards and then like a signed basketball and shoes. And it was really cool.
That was
pretty good. I don't remember who won it. So I don't remember how much it was.
A lot.
But, yeah, I think they just do tickets. Like they pull it out of a ticket. Like everybody gets a ticket and then you get your ticket called, then yeah.
I know that you guys are trying to expand and have more ambassadors out in the community. If somebody's listening and they're like, I want to be part of this, I love books. And I want to help out and, you know, be part of this peer mentor group, kids supporting adults, what would your advice be to them?
If they help out the community and kind of show that they care and like they want to do it and they're dedicated, and then they talk to ANAIC or for that, like any of the ambassadors, I'm pretty sure that if they show that they care, that they're dedicated, that most likely they will be able to, maybe not immediately, but like sooner get a role, like get closer to getting a role, because I don't think immediately we could just put them on the board. But I think if they help out for a couple chapters, they could probably get put on the board.
You all are a group of pretty special kids doing amazing things at such young ages. How old are you?
12.
12. Okay, so at 12 years old, you're out in the community, you're fundraising, which is not an easy thing to do. You're throwing events, you're out and helping and delivering books and donating. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have no idea?
I mean, I have, like, I want to be some type of surgeon.
Okay.
Like, I either want to do, like, equine surgeries or, like, I want to do like spinal surgeries.
See, you do know. That's very specific.
Yeah.
So more of like with animals.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're certainly getting your hospital experience in exposure right now.
Yeah.
How can the community help to keep driving the passion and keep driving Loving Library?
Just by donating. Like, really, if you donate, like, gently used books, or if you even just take, like, time out of your day to, like, buy new books and just donate them, I mean, that in itself is basically helping, because you're helping us with books. So some events, not books, some events, like new books, and some events you can do gently used books.
Perfect. Yeah. All are needed. And where would we find all of that information? What's the website?
It's thelovinglibrary.org.
Thelovinglibrary.org. Go there, donate books, donate time. Thank you so much for being with me, Sanaya.
Thank you.
All right, I want to give a very special thank you to my guests today, and I want to thank you for being a part of the program and making our community an amazing place, not just to live and to work, but most importantly, to play. You can hear The Valley Now on the radio, with audio on demand on radio station websites and the Odyssey app. My name is Jordan Moreno. Shine your light, share your love, and join us again next week right here on The Valley Now.